Most of us hate to think of animals suffering. We see our ability to care for them as an index of our humanity. Yet, in large numbers, they end up on their own. They're dropped off every day at the Maui Humane Society and at humane societies around the islands. And for too many, that's the last stop. The Maui Humane Society looks to events like its Mobile Animal Surgical Hospital spay and neuter clinic for dogs to stem the tide. And we talked about the effort with Humane Society Chief Executive Officer Jerlene Bryant.
The idea behind it is that we have too many animals on the island, mm-hmm. and it doesn't balance out with the number of adopters that we have looking to add pets to their home.
And so, inevitably, that means what?
Inevitably, it means that we have to work harder to find what we call live release options for our animals. I took over at the shelter about 20 months ago, a little over 18 months ago. And when I took over, I obviously was looking at our stats, and that would be how many animals we have coming in, how many each year we're able to reunite with their families if they were lost, how many adoptions we do, how many transfers, mm-hmm. how many stay and neuters. And while we, at the time, were working at max capacity, the numbers weren't changing each year. So that prompted me to look at options, more aggressive options. And so about a year ago, we launched our high-volume, high-quality spay-neuter campaign, a.k.a. MASH clinics.
Uh-huh.
And that was about a year ago, last April.
Have those changed the numbers discernibly?
Slightly. There's quite a delayed reaction. You won't see an immediate decrease in your shelter intake numbers, but we're very optimistic that we will. Just this last month, in February, was our last MASH clinic, and in 4 days we sterilized 714 animals.
Wow.
And that's pretty amazing. Even in the high volume spay neuter clinic world, if you will, those numbers are pretty amazing.
Well,
and so tomorrow starts our next clinic.
And you can also see, Jerlene, how that number, that statistic, wouldn't be reflected for a couple of years, but 700 is a huge number for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say that when you took a look at the numbers mm-hmm. A year or so ago mm-hmm. and the percentages of you know, animals rescued, restored to original owners and mm-hmm. things like that, what kind of rough percentages were they?
Well, to give you just as an example, every year we take in about 8,000 to 10,000 animals. That's mm-hmm. 22 to 25 animals every day coming through our doors.
Wow!
Every day of the year, 365 days.
Yeah.
So you know, our adoption numbers, we would adopt out about 1,900 animals or so. We would reunite about 700 to 800 animals. We would spay and neuter just over 3,000 animals a year, and that's out of our very small veterinary clinic.
What was that total number again?
What?
The total number?
We would bring in somewhere, like for example, last year, fiscal 15, we received almost 8,000 animals through our door.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And so each year, those numbers were staying very stagnant. And you know, while there's multiple agencies on the island that offer, you know, that are trying their best to decrease the number of animals on the island, we, as the only open admission shelter, felt that we really needed to take lead on this and be very aggressive in our spay and neuter campaign, but at the same time, adopting out as many animals as we can. We do that through adoption promotions, transferring as many animals as we can to our transfer partners on the mainland. We transferred 470 animals off of the island last year to the mainland. You know, and those are great programs, but our main focus is to decrease the number of animals being born on this island that are not going to find a home.
And those animals, you know, the thing that amazes me, Jerlene, and I'm sure you've had many opportunities to reflect on this, is that everyone objects to animal cruelty. It's almost as if it's more offensive to us than cruelty to people sometimes.
For some of us, yeah.
And yet yet this goes on. And I think that, you know, they're well-meaning people just mm-hmm. sort of letting it happen, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, and animal cruelty is, it's subjective, too. My idea, you know, to me, having an animal tethered up in a backyard its entire life and never integrating it into your family and making it part of your family is cruel.
Sure.
For some people, that's all they've known. That's what they grew up with, and so that's how they treat animals, and in their mind, that's not cruel. Of course, we have actual animal cruelty where somebody is, you know, inflicting pain or serious neglect on
yeah.
the animal, but there's other forms also.
Yeah, no, and I was using the term animal cruelty in the very broadest sense
yeah.
in terms of allowing,
yes.
you know, allowing situations like the ones you face
mm-hmm.
to develop in the first mm-hmm. place.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. We, the Maui Humane Society holds the animal control contract for the island of Maui. And so we see a wide range of, we see all the good and all the bad.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure.
I like to say that we see the best and the worst in people when it comes to animals.
Let's focusing for a moment on the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
You get volunteer help, right?
We do. Yeah, we rely on that greatly. Last year, our volunteers donated about 17,000 hours to the shelter.
That's an encouraging bit of news,
yeah.
isn't it?
They did that in a variety of ways. If somebody comes to talk to us and they're interested in volunteering, we have a place for them. For some people, it's dog walking and spending time with our dogs. For some people, it's spending time with our cats. For some, it's answering phones and helping in the front office or, you know, folding newsletters, helping with outreach events, education. I mean, there is a place. If you have some time to spare and you like animals, there is a place here.
Well, Jerlene, if we accomplish nothing else, maybe this conversation will send a few people your way. You can always use more volunteers, right?
We absolutely could. Absolutely. I mean, right now, even with our great volunteer support, not our dogs that are up for adoption, not every dog gets walked every day. And until we have our dogs out of their kennels every day, we're going to be actively seeking more volunteers. I mean, and again, for other things than just walking dogs, but that one area is very critical to the enrichment and welfare of our animals while they're here.
Jerlene Bryant is the Chief Executive Officer of the Maui Humane Society, which is offering a mobile animal surgical hospital spay and neuter clinic for dogs today through Saturday. The organization is still in need of volunteers with medical experience to assist with those dogs' post-op recovery, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.